Blog Talk Radio.
Right on cue. Right on cue. Zach Brown, the man. MLL Radio. Blackworm Radio Experience. From youth to the pros and everything in between. It's a good day for lacrosse. With your host, me, JoJo Wardrummer. Yeah, you know you like that music, huh? That's the way to get it going with Lax Youth Nation. Segment one, segment two, we're gonna have international lacrosse flavor with Philippines lacrosse president Ron Garcia, seeing what's going on with the Philippines lacrosse and international lacrosse flavor. But for now, we got Chesapeake Bayhawks big time. Chesapeake Bayhawks fan, Zach Brown, the man, and big-time lacrosse player, youth lacrosse player. But check this out, man. We got a situation going on with Zach where he really can't be playing contact sports right now, but we're going to get to him right now. And I had the pleasure of meeting Zach Brown, the man, over with his gnarly Elvis twerking smile approximately 2 years ago at the MLL championship games when it was down there out there in Philadelphia. Zach Brown and his family made it out to support their favorite team, the Chesapeake Bayhawks, and see John Grant Jr. and Nico Polanco and all the big shots out there, and of course Brian Spallina, and all the guys win their championship and their little dynasty they had going on. Anyways, without further ado, Lax Youth Nations on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse, MLL Radio. Because we do from youth to pros and everything in between, because the MLL loves it all, baby. Okay, check this out, man. Zach Brown, the man, are you on the horn?
I am here.
How are you doing there, Zach?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, man. How's the weather treating out there?
It's getting a lot warmer. It's 70s and sunny, so no complaints. Great lacrosse weather.
Good. Hey, it's a good day for lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Zach. So let everybody know. Like, you're still in the youth ages, of course. You know what I mean? And.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long this situation is going to be? Is it going to be a permanent situation? And let everybody know even what I'm talking about. Fill everybody in on what's going on and who you are, Zach.
I have an angioma in my brainstem, which is basically, it's similar to a stroke. And I can't play contact sports because if I get hit in the head, it could be bad news. And it'll probably be there for the rest of my life. So I can't play lacrosse anymore. But I still play outside.
Zach, when you're playing outside, you still got to be fairly careful and stuff like that, right? Like no hardcore passing or anything like that, right?
Yeah, I try to keep it a little more calm than it would be in a game. But me and my friends still go pretty hard.
Okay, Zach, just be careful, man. Yeah, so you have a lot of friends still playing in the youth. And what's going on with the youth sports? I know you're. We'll get in a minute here. We'll get to the Chesapeake Bayhawks and how you like them and how you're affiliated with the guys, because I know you know a lot of the guys and stuff like that. But first, let's talk about a little bit more about the lacrosse youth part. Like, let everybody know when you started playing and how fun it is and. And I'm glad you're still playing in the backyard, but how fun it was playing and stuff like that.
Well, I started playing when I was in third grade for just the local youth team. And Youth lacrosse is the best, man. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, it is. What position was your favorite position to play?
I was a face-off midi.
And did you learn any tricks of the trades for facing off? Go ahead.
Well, I quit playing when I was in fifth grade, so most of it was pretty basic. But my coach was really good in teaching me how to do it, and I mean, I'm still pretty good at it.
Zach Brown. So you're telling me that you got some friends coming over and playing lacrosse with you and stuff like that. That's good morale and good friendship you got going on. Are your friends still playing in youth lacrosse? And if so, like, do you ever go watch any of their games so far? Are you planning on doing that?
Yeah, almost all my friends still play lacrosse, especially like club lacrosse. And I love going to their tournaments because I just love being around the sport. So yeah, I go to a lot of their games.
And then like club sports. But lacrosse is bigger because I know like in the Colorado, like the youth is exploding more and more and more, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So and what about you? Because it was already fairly big for quite some time, even before you know long before you even. But how is it? Do you, as far as you're concerned, how is it even growing since you've been playing in the third grade?
Well, the sports, I'd say, is already bigger than when I started because, I mean, just so many kids now on the East Coast want to play lacrosse. I mean, for obvious reasons, but it's huge out here. Like, every kid I know at some point in their life has tried lacrosse.
Zach, have you ever thought about, because it seems like you have good camaraderie with your age and with adults, because you and I hit it off real quick down out there in Philadelphia when you're with your mom and stuff. I mean, you and I hit it off real quick because you're a smart, bright, and fun dude. But do you ever think about like coaching?
I mean, when I'm older, I'm definitely going to look into it, and I do help with an adaptive lacrosse program around here. But, yeah, I mean, coaching is definitely something I'd love to do because I love everything about lacrosse. So I hope to be around it when I'm older.
That'll be awesome. You got to do that, Zach. I'm being very sincere, too, man, because I think you would be a really good coach.
Thank you.
And why do you want – yeah, you're welcome. Hey, Zach, if you don't mind, we're going to we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back to you. Everybody, this is that cool with you, Zach? I'm going to ask you.
I'm sorry,
Zach?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you if it's cool. Okay, cool. Get right back. We're going to get back, everybody, on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse, MNL Radio, Lax Worm Experience, from youth to pros and everything in between. So I know you liked my commercial breaks just now.
Yeah.
So it touched up a little bit on the you know, the Bayhawks, you know. Hey, I got a question for you, Zach. We're going to start transitioning to the Bayhawks and why you're such a big Bayhawks fan, maybe a couple for obvious reasons, a couple just because. But what did you like better? Okay, I'm just curious, as you being a big Bayhawks fan, did you like it? Do you like it now that the Chesapeake Bayhawks, or did you like it better when they were called the Baltimore Bayhawks?
You know, I'm going to have to say Chesapeake, just because, I mean, they take to the community so much that I think it's just a broader statement of a place, and I just love everything about what they've been doing since they got to the Chesapeake Bayhawks. I mean, they've just been great. So I got to say Chesapeake.
Wow. Okay, there you go. Bold statement, man. Straight up. And why why are you such a Bay? I know you're an overall MLL Major League Lacrosse fan, but why in particular? And state the obvious reasons and not such the obvious reasons of why you're such a big Chesapeake Bayhawks fan.
Well, some of the more obvious reasons are they are my local team, but also when I was going through physical rehab, learning how to walk and all that, the Bayhawks really took to checking in on me, and there were points where they would even come over to my house and play pass, and just the players have been so nice to me, and I'm so grateful for how good they've been, and it's hard not to support them.
Very, very cool, man. And how happy were you when not so long ago when they won the championship again?
I was pretty ecstatic because not all the time do you see your favorite team win the championship, and when you see them do it twice in a row, it's something amazing.
That was twice
just
in
an
a row,
amazing
man.
Feeling.
Yeah, I bet, man. I bet you were jumping up for joy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Was there any doubt in your mind, or so to speak, when they faced off against the Charlotte Hounds? And you know, it was a tough battle.
I mean,
it was a fun game.
It was a good game, and Charlotte's such a young, athletic team that I had my doubts about it because the Bayhawks are a more veteran team. But, I mean, they're such a skilled team that even playing a good team like Charlotte, I had no doubt in my mind they could do it.
And how sad are you, or are you sad? I know I would be. But as far as I think that the one of the baddest dudes in sports, not just Major League Lacrosse, not just lacrosse, but one of the baddest dudes – easily one of the baddest dudes in the sports world, Brian Spleena. How did you feel about when he left the Chesapeake Bayhawks again and went back to the New York Lizards?
It was heartbreaking. I mean, Brian, he's such a beast, and he's such a nice guy. It was really upsetting. But I am kind of glad for him that he gets to play for his brother, who's the head coach. Plus, he's from Long Island, so that's good, too. And, I mean, I'm glad he gets to do what's best for him, and he gets to be where he's really happy. But I am going to miss him wrecking the Lizards on the field, and I'm excited to see him play the Bayhawks this year.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. It's going to be bittersweet for you, huh?
Yeah, very.
right on, Zach Brown, the man. And what's up with the gnarly Elvis Presley snarl that you do? I mean, you do like about 7 out of 10 pitchers, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the right side of my face is paralyzed from my brain injury, and I mean. So, I mean, it just kind of comes out that way, and Elvis made it famous. I just perfected it.
Oh, there you go. I was looking for some. Yeah, I knew that. I knew it was. I knew you had some kind of extra twist to it. that's very, very cool, man. So let's get back a little bit. We also have on the horn Ron Garcia, president of the Philippines Lacrosse international team on my segment two of International Lacrosse Flavor. But getting back to the Lax Youth Nation part, Zach.
Yes.
My hidden trick question to you, okay?
Okay.
If you were like the coach of a youth team, okay? And we touched up on that.
Yeah.
What would you call your team? As far as like if they let you the organization lets you be naming the team, what would you call your team?
That's a hard one. I mean, part of me would say something strong like the Warriors because I believe in hard work. But I'd also want to go with something with a little bit of intimidation or swagger. So, I mean, I'd say probably I'd go with the Warriors.
Hmm.
If I got the name of the prospect.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's a little bit of both, like a little bit of swagger and a little. You know, there's also a lot of toughness in there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Zach Brown, the man. Go ahead and give out your Twitter handle, bud.
Zach Brown, the man on Twitter.
Zach Brown, the man. Hey Zach. Any special requests for your situation that's going on, because we all know now that you're a big Major League Lacrosse fan. You're a huge, super huge Chesapeake Bayhawks fan, not only because they helped you out and so to speak, kept you under their wing, you know, and coddled you. There you go with my little pun intended for Coach Cotto, because Coach Cotto is awesome. But
he is, man.
Dude, that dude's an incredible. All MLL coaches are credible, but Coach Cotto has something even no extra special in him, man. That dude's bad. But So what would you say as far as like my hidden? Just go back to this real quick. My hidden trick question was I was thinking you were going to say Bayhawks. You would call your team the Bayhawks, and I think they would approve of that.
Yeah, I was thinking about saying the Bayhawks, man. I really was. I'm wearing Bayhawks shorts right now.
Ah, there you go. No surprise, man. Anything that any wishes or prayers or something like this that you would like to reach out to everybody about your brain lesion that you're going on, that's going on in your brainstem, as far as you like, what would you like to say as far as like, go ahead. It's not a proud moment. It's just like an honest moment. What would you want everybody to keep in mind about Zach Brown?
I just want everyone to know that whatever you're going through in life, all you need to get through it is hard work and determination. And that, if you're determined, you can really do anything in life. And to not let something stop you from doing what you love.
Excellent. Excellent, man. I'm going to let you head up because I know you're on the East Coast there, bud. And looking forward to hanging out with you again sometime during an MLL game or something like this. And keep in touch, Zach Brown, the man. And
I will
talk to you. Yes, yes. Thank you. And talk to you soon, man. Thank you for being my guest on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer and my segment Lax Youth Nation, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.
Bye bye. Everybody, we got Ron Garcia, segment 2. Of It's a Good Day for Lacrosse, International Lacrosse Flavor. Okay, we got Ron. How are you doing, my man?
Hey, JoJo. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on, man. And thank you, actually, for being my first guest of International Lacrosse Flavor. We're going to get guys from Japan on coming on real soon, guys from Australia coming on real soon, and everywhere else as well. So, but you happen to be the first guest for International Lacrosse Flavor on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, MLR Radio, Lacrosse
Lax Women Radio Experience, and of course, you know, from youth to pros and everything in between. So how can we not have an international lacrosse flavor in there? Ron, so the Philippines lacrosse is doing big things, man, over the past couple of years, presently right now, and even in the very near future, like is specifically talking about even this weekend and even in the next few years. We're going to get back to you in a minute here. We're going to go through a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get right back to Ron Garcia, Philippines Lacrosse, International Lacrosse Fair. Be right back with you, Ron.
Are you the ultimate MLL fan? Prove it, and you could win an ultimate fan fantasy. A trip to Houston for the 2015 MLL All-Star Game. Two winners will serve as captains of the All-Star team and get to pick their squad from the 40 MLL stars in attendance. Log on to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com for details on how you can win this once-in-a-lifetime experience.
That commercial was so sweet. I think we have to do something like that again. What do you think of that?
I thought that was great. Exciting stuff.
It's exciting, man. The MLL All-Star Game this year in Houston, Texas, that is sick and sweet. In the championship game going back to Kennesaw this coming August 8th, back to the Georgia, because it was sweet. Ron, you should, if you can, try to get out there to both of those, but I was going to say one over the other, but, man, I don't know what to choose. Sheesh, it's going to be sweet.
Absolutely. I'm pretty close these days. I'm here in Colorado, so holding it down here.
There you go, Ron, holding down the fort in Colorado, huh? What do you think for Philippines lacrosse, everybody? See, that's why the homegrown lacrosse is in Colorado, man. We're right in the middle of everything, you know. We got the champions, the Denver Outlaws. We got DU ranking it up. We have the CU women's buffs team hitting on high notes. We got the DU women's lacrosse team. We got CSU. We got CU. We got the Lax Youth Nation out here in Denver, just getting stronger and better all the time. And of course, we got the, one of the best officials in the game. This guy named Dojo War Germany referees on youth and high school. You know, he's one of the best referees out there. Thanks, Ron. Oh yeah. You know. Okay, Ron. Then let's get to serious business, man. About the Philippines lacrosse and what you guys have been up to, man. I'll just let you go ahead and spill it out, man. Go for it.
Oh well, thank you. Again, really appreciate you. You know, thinking of me and you know, letting me be on the show. We've been good friends for a long time, so thanks so much. As far as the Philippines Lacrosse Association, just to kind of give you some history about us, we just became the 50th member of the FIL last February in 2014. So we were a pretty, you know, young team, and then the World Games were here in Denver. And so we really made that decision as far as you know, putting a team together for the world. Since we're so young, we thought we'd still want to experience the games so that we could look forward to 2018. So we actually participated in the world festivals. So that was a really tremendous experience for all of us guys here within the United States, and also some guys from the Philippines that we brought over as well. So it was really kind of a catalyst for helping grow the game over in the Philippines. So I guess you know a little bit about that, JoJo, because you actually were drumming for us during one of our games. I think it was against Tokay Japan. So that was hats off to you. It's always powerful to hear, you know, from you when you're drumming on the sidelines. So
thank you.
You know, just to kind of let you know a little bit about Philippines Lacrosse Association, you know, our key mission is really to introduce, develop, and grow the game of lacrosse in the Philippines. And so you might ask, like, well, how do you do that, Ron, from over here in the United States? Because, you know, I try to go over there as much as I can to help out with clinics and so forth. But we've got a great group of guys down there, and we're always looking for volunteers, you know, just to kind of let you know, we've got a Manila Lacrosse Club there in the heart of the Philippines. You know, that's a huge city. That's a metropolitan city. We've got Silliman University Lacrosse Club out there. It's south of Manila on a different island on Dumaguete. We've got just a little bit south than that. We've got La Carlota Lacrosse Club and Bacolo Lacrosse Club out there. And so, you know, I've had a lot of great help from, you know, guys like Maru Legaspi and Don Japis and Elaine Chrysostomo and our general manager down there, Pastor Gary Visitacion. So a new thing for us that we've been actually working with, you know, we're always supporting the clubs down there and keeping, you know, growing the game as much as we can. It's a little slow, but, you know, day in and day out, everybody's, you know, getting interested in lacrosse and taking on roles to really grow it. So a really huge thing for us now in the Philippines is we've gotten backing from the University of Makati, which is in the Philippines, in Manila, Philippines. And so what we're working on is actually putting together an actual lacrosse league between eight universities there. So, you know, with the help of the FIL, the help of University of Makati, and key players like Clinton Estrada, who's a great resource there, and Maru Legaspi, who, you know, runs the Manila Lacrosse Club, who really actually, those guys are my kind of heart and soul there, kind of running the day-to-day things there. So really, really exciting stuff for us. You know, eight universities, that's tremendous in a country that lacrosse isn't like the biggest sport. You know, it's funny because basketball is really the number one sport in the Philippines. You know, we're not the tallest people, but we just love the sport. You know, times are changing, and there's a lot of sports out there that are catering to the other athletes outside of the mainstream. You know, basketball, boxing, and so forth. So, really happy about that. We should have an agreement in place here very soon, and with the help of the FIL and University of Makati, we're looking at a really bright future out there to really make this mainstream at the university level. So, yeah.
That is very, very cool stuff, man. Very cool stuff. We're going to get a little bit also to the MLL, Major League Lacrosse, and who's your favorite team out of MLL and everything like this, okay? But before we get to that, Ron, President,
yeah,
Philadelphia Lacrosse, I would like to ask you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Philippines Lacrosse, man. That's good. It's good. Hey, so what is your take as far as like some people are saying, like, will there be a Philippines Lacrosse player going into the MLL anytime within the next 5 years? Is that a possibility, or is it not just a possibility? It's like, yes, very most likely.
Well, you know, the Filipinos are all over the world, and, you know, if you're talking about Filipinos that reside in the Philippines and kind of come up through that system, you know, yeah, there's always a chance and everything.
Yes.
You know, we've got a lot of Filipino Americans that could possibly make it in the MLL. You know, we've got one guy that's pretty exciting that is a gentleman by the name of Chris Blewett out of St. Joe's University out in Pennsylvania, and he has just been on fire. So, you know, he's only a freshman, and he's a Filipino American. I could see him, you know, possibly playing in the MLL within that time. He's a pretty dynamic player, and, you know, I'd love to see that. As far as your question about favorite lacrosse team in the MLL, I think you know the answer to that, JoJo. You know, like the Denver Outlaws, of course. I've got several friends on the team and really excited, you know, for them. You know, I can't be a fair weather fan, so I definitely support those guys through thick and thin.
Awesome, awesome. What's a couple of your favorite things? I know you go to some of the games in person and live. You know, when you can, you do. What's a couple of your favorite things watching the game live in person as opposed to even just hearing it on watching it and listening to it on television?
You know, one of my favorite things is just the culture of the city of Denver and the community of lacrosse here. Obviously, you're one of my favorite people to see at the games because you're on the sideline, and sometimes I'm on the sideline just because I get lucky and get a field pass from here and there. But, you know, just the energy of the crowd and just how really supportive the community is towards Denver, the Denver Outlaws. So it's definitely much better seeing it live.
Yep. Yeah, it is. But not to knock the TV, because if you can't watch it live, you can't watch it live. But yeah, something about it being live, man, it's you see a lot more than what the TV could actually hold. And I'm not talking about just even the people that have like huge giant screen TVs. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about the lens only goes so far. It's like when you're watching one side of the field, you can see the other side as opposed to live. It's a lot of action going on, man, from the sidelines. And I'm not talking about like just like what you're saying about me and everything, but like the coaching staff and everything like that. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of maneuvering, a lot of chess playing. It's like a very rapid version of a chess game. You know what I'm saying, Ron?
Yeah, with severe consequences, right?
Yeah. Very, very good. Hey, Rod, I'm going to get to this question a little bit early. JoJo's hitting trick question. I wonder if I should wait. I'm going to wait on my JoJo's hitting trick question for you, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me, if you don't mind, I'd love to share a little bit about what's going on this weekend in California, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no. I actually demand it, man. What is going on with Philippines lacrosse this weekend?
All right, thank you. As far as our mission, you know, we always like go back to our mission: introduce, develop, and grow the game of lacrosse in the Philippines. And how we do that here in the United States, because lacrosse is so prevalent, and we've got so many opportunities to be part of events and so forth. Equipment is a huge, huge component of growing a lacrosse program. You know, you've got to have the equipment for them to grow and stay sustainable and keep guys interested and be safe at the same time. So the Philippines Lacrosse Association is traveling to Belmont, California this weekend. That's right outside of San Francisco, and we're going to be doing an event with the University, Notre Dame Dana Muir University. So that's right outside of San Francisco. It's a Division II, you know, program, and a good one of our own PLA members, Kevin Arbejo, is actually the head coach there. And so we set something up where it's a 2-day event. We're actually going to play Notre Dame Dana Muir. They're a part of the regular season. And then we're also going to have a youth clinic on Sunday, catering to the lacrosse community there in Belmont in Northern California there. So really exciting stuff. We've actually had a goal of collecting at the minimum 40 sticks so that we can send them over to University of Makate and help them keep growing the game. So, you know, our agenda there is really to collect equipment, keep on supporting Philippines lacrosse in the Philippines, networking, making sure that we are, you know, we're rubbing elbows with the Filipino-American community here so that
mm-hmm.
we can,
yes.
you know, like find out like who actually goes to the Philippines, who has connections in the Philippines. You know, the Philippines is such a small place, but there's like 90 million people that reside there. So throughout, you know, various islands. So we want to always make that connection, and we want to always, you know, represent Philippines lacrosse on and off the field in a very positive way. So that's our big event there. Looking forward to it. The guys are pumped. You know, it's a game that we feel like we can compete in. And, you know, these are bonds and relationships that we're trying to form and flourish from. So we're really excited.
Yeah, and I'm excited for you guys, man. So is the lacrosse community. Hey Ron, let everybody know, because I have a feeling some people don't know, not in lack of knowledge in a bad way, so to speak, but I have a feeling some people might not know that the geographics of where the Philippines and the Philippine Islands are. Go ahead and get everybody like up to date. Your neighboring countries and continents.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, the Philippines is basically in the Pacific Ocean. So if you're in California, you need to go west, which it's kind of funny because it's really called the Far East. So the Philippine Islands is very near to, like, Singapore, Australia, you know, Japan, all those Asian countries right there, right before you hit those countries, the Philippines Islands is right there. So you got to go past Hawaii, and then you'll hit the Philippines, and then you get, if you go past the Philippines, it's all the neighboring Asian countries. So I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a geographical league within Asia, which is the Asia Pacific Lacrosse Union, and we're working pretty diligently with the board of the APLU and figuring out how we can be a part of that league, because, you know, there's so many countries like Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia, Hong Kong. You know, Asia is booming in lacrosse, and you know, we're kind of the new kid on the block, growing slowly and trying to navigate through that. But you know, we're really excited about being part of that league at some point here, hopefully pretty soon.
That is very exciting news, and this is some everybody. This is some very serious, very important, and very very fun, groundbreaking news. Only here on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, Ron Garcia, the president of Philippines Lacrosse, laying down some groundbreaking news about here on MLL Radio, you know, Major League Lacrosse Radio, about what's going on with the Philippines Lacrosse and how we're supporting you and getting the word out there, at the very least, getting the word out there about everything you just said right now. All the other stuff, but for some reason, the stuff that you just hit me right now with, that's huge, man. That is very huge, and I'm glad we're sharing it on the airways right now. Ron, here's my hit. You ready for JoJo's hidden trick question?
Okay, I think I can handle it. Let's see. Let's throw your best punch.
I'll throw you my best toe drag, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So you guys on the FIL, Federation of International Lacrosse, you just announced that you guys are the 50th. You guys became the 50, the big 50, the 50th team to be finally inducted officially in the FIL. Now, would you rather? But on the consequences, you missed the you played the festival games and I drummed for you guys against Japan and everything. That was beautiful. That was awesome. That was tremendous. But what would you rather have? Be in that spot right now, or being like even 47th picked, and we're able to compete like against Uganda and all these other teams, and against all these other teams in this past one that was here in Denver.
Wow, that was a hidden ball question there.
that was a good toe drag, huh?
Yeah, that was a really good toe drag. You know, JoJo, I don't know if we would change anything because we really want to do things and we want to honor the game in the right way. And yeah, we're growing at a rate where maybe some other programs are growing a lot faster than us. But we always we want to have that integrity. You know, we don't want to say we're doing something that we're not doing. You know, what we are is what we are. And so I thought it was a really proud moment for us to be the 50th member of the FIL, and we honor that, and we want to make sure to, you know, carry that out and do the right thing to grow our program. I think we could have grown faster if we'd taken different routes, but you know, really what it boils down to, just like I said in our mission statement, it's really to introduce, develop, and grow the game of lacrosse. There's in the Philippines, and there's tons of great athletes there. And I think that, when I was in the Philippines a couple of years ago campaigning, and we met with the Philippine Olympic Committee and the Sports Commission, their big question was, you know, what does this sport mean to the Filipino people, and how would it benefit them? And so I think we all have like ideas of what that means. And but you know, physically, we're not the tallest, you know, race in the world, but we are very avid in sports, and we've got a lot of sports knowledge. And so it's a platform for Filipinos to feel proud of their country and be part of a sport that they could actually really compete in. Because as you know, in lacrosse,
awesome,
there's no height limit, there's no weight limit. You've just got to be, you know, you've got to be athletic, you've got to have some smarts, and you've got to have that game sense. So what a perfect
awesome
combination for of attributes for
yes,
the Filipino people. And so we want to use this platform to make it as positive as possible, reaching out to the community and being part of the community and really growing it in a positive way. That's why we've actually probably haven't grown as fast as others, because we've really started at the youth level. You know,
hey, Ron, you're growing strong though, and that's going to make you even stronger. I'm sorry, I'm going to get you on again very soon here, and we want to continue some more stuff, but time has expired, and I want everybody to go to Major League Lacrosse. Real quick, Ron, give out your team's Twitter handle.
Oh yeah, you got it. So we're at Philippines Lacrosse. So it's Philippines, all in lowercase, and then capital LAX. So you can, you know, tweet us there, and we're on Instagram under Philippines Lacrosse, and our website is philippineslacrosse.org.
philippineslacrosse.org, philippineslacrosse.org, everybody. Hit them up, man. Help them out. They need some help. And everybody go to majorleaguelacrosse.com and find out how you could get your tickets to the MLL All-Star Game. Find out you could get your tickets to the championship game this year. One's in June, one is in August. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Get your tickets also to see a game live, you guys. You can check out the TV stations and everything like that. Once again, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Thank you for your time, everybody. Catch you guys next week. I think we might have Greg Gurley on. We might have JoJo Marasco. Oh, man, we might have Ken Clausen. We might have Jeremy Sieverts. Ooh, what a battle, huh, everybody? It's going to be sick.
August 18th in Canton, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now.